Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message on praise and worship. And we've been focusing the last several days on glorifying God with our soul. And because we understand from Scripture, we are body, soul, and spirit. And Jesus is seeking those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we covered looking and examining that scripture a few broadcasts ago. And now we've been focusing on the level of the soul. How can we glorify God with our soul? And we know from our understanding of how we are made up, that soul arena of our being deals with our feelings, our emotions, and our desires. And that is an area that the enemy really attacks us in, because we are living in perilous times. We're living in evil days, and it is so easy to be offended, to be hurt, to suffer all kinds of negative feelings. And that's why it's so important we have a godly understanding of our soul and what remedies, what the Scripture provides for us to be able to be victorious and not at the mercy of our feelings and our emotions. So, all right, I think we can all relate to what it is to be battled in these areas, but there are three things I would like to suggest to you. What can we do? First of all, you have to realize you're in a battle. That might sound very obvious and self-evident, but sometimes we're going along, we're really busy, and all of a sudden things, just little things happen that kind of snowball, and then all of a sudden you find you're not in a good place. Well, you have to recognize there is spiritual warfare going on. And then secondly, you have to have the assurance, the faith, and the confidence of your right to claim deliverance and victory. There's a scriptural basis for the Lord carrying our griefs and bearing our sorrows. That's Isaiah 53 and 4. And in Isaiah 53, 11 through 12, the word says, He, that is the Father, He shall see the travail of His soul, this is of Jesus, and shall be satisfied. Therefore will I divide Him a portion with the great, and He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because He hath poured out His soul unto death. And of course, we are the strong that scripture is referring to. He's given us gifts. He's given us so many things, everything that pertains to life and godliness. All right, so number one, see the battle. Two, be confident that you have a scriptural basis for deliverance, for healing, whatever it is. And thirdly, this is easy to say, but sometimes not so easy to do, and that's to yield your feelings to the Lord. He understands. He knows all that you've gone through. He knows you better than you know yourself. And so we need to surrender our feelings to the Lord. And Scripture says, cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. Well, that's a command. That's the imperative. And Psalm 25 and 1 says, unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. You know, the enemy seeks to bring us down. You know, our spirit is what? Prostrate in worship before the Lord. But our soul needs to be lifted up that God can take our feelings, those negative things. So yielding our feelings to the Lord, beloved, it's the lifting up of the soul to God. It is the sacrifice of praise. Remember what I shared in a previous broadcast about sacrifice? It's an act of surrender. It's an act it implies cost. Like the Israelites, when they sacrificed perfect lambs or goats or whatever it is, they were precious. That was a creature without spot or blemish, and that was because God requires the best. And so for us, we have to yield our feelings to the Lord, casting all our cares upon Him because He cares for us. Now, the act of offering our feelings to the Lord is something precious, and you might not have ever considered that or thought of it, but the sorrows of our soul, of your soul, of what you're going through even right now, are precious and important to God. Psalm 56:8 declares, "Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book?" What does this say? You know, in those times they actually had tear bottles. And so the psalmist is saying, put my tears in your bottle of remembrance. They're certainly written down in your book. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? And also, so it means it's an act of offering something precious. This is what a sacrifice means. And it means to destroy, to surrender, to give up or lose something for the sake of something else. And so we surrender our emotions for the sake of obedience to the Lord and His Word. But we have to understand it's not just a command, although it is. He doesn't want you sorrowful. He doesn't want you holding on to those hurtful, negative feelings. Why? You know, otherwise, He wouldn't have carried them. Jesus wouldn't have carried our burdens, carried our sorrows. He's done that for us. And so He wants us to give them to Him. And the very act of lifting our souls, our feelings, our troubled hearts to God in praise and worship is a sacrifice with the surrendering of our will. And that's what it's taking, because sometimes we want to just, there, it's how I feel. So we're going to hold on to Him with our will. And that's the very thing that just prolongs the agony. We need to get rid of them. And so in giving up these emotions, we allow God to minister to us with His power, and as well as experience His presence. Let me share just a few scriptures. Psalm 86:4 says, "Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." Psalm 143:8 says, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul to thee." Praise God. You know, I just want to stop right now because some of you need to do that. In fact, that's something we all need to do at all times, depending on where we are emotionally, mentally. And so, Father, right now, Lord, we come to You, and Lord, You see those negative, hurtful feelings, the sorrow, the pain that so many are carrying. And Father, right now, because Your Word says to, we are casting all our cares upon You. Unto Thee, O Lord, do we lift up our souls. We ask You to take the pain and the hurt and the sorrows. We give them to You. We sacrifice them to You. That's the sacrifice of praise, Lord. We're offering. They're very personal. They're very intimate. But Lord, we're giving them to You that You could fill us with Your peace, that You could fill us, Lord, with peace and tranquility and calmness and just a peaceful heart. And Lord, that if there's any forgiveness needed, Father, we repent for any unforgiveness for those who may have hurt and wronged us. And Father, we just put every concern into Your hands. And we thank You, Lord, as we lift up our souls to You, You will give us Lord, the joy of our salvation, that Jesus loved us so much he was willing to carry all our sorrows. We thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. So, beloved, in the times of trouble, in the times of sorrow and pain, as we praise and worship God, there's not only the experiencing of God's tender mercies, but also he gives direction and knowledge, as we can see from this scripture I'm going to share with you, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Hallelujah. And as I said before, why is it so important to study and understand what God expects in terms of praise and worship, what the Word says? Because this affects other areas of our Christian walk, as we can see this. We have to have that understanding, that conviction that we have dominion over our soul. Sometimes external factors we don't have control over, but we have absolute authority. God has given that to us. We can't control a lot of the circumstances that we encounter in life, but we can control. We have absolute authority, no one else does, over those internal factors that will affect our ability to praise God. So we have dominion over our soul. Brother, sister, you have dominion over your soul. And as we understand these principles, beloved, we're going to see a new joy, a new strength, a new victory. So often, because you know the world, we're a very touchy-feely. It's how you feel. It's not what you know. It's like, well, I feel. Isn't it? You just pay attention to that, how many times that word is used, I feel. And so, beloved, in the days in which we're living, where feelings and emotions are so strong and important, not intellectual soundness necessarily, or logic, but feelings, it's important that as Christians, we're not swayed by this, but we are self, through the power of the Holy Spirit, composed. We're not going to allow negative feelings to tear us up. Will we experience them? Of course, but we don't dwell there. We don't let them rule us, and we give them to God as we lift up our soul. Well, beloved, I pray that that has been a blessing to you. It's something I always need to hear myself, as a matter of fact. I love you, and I invite you to write and share your, there may be some specific areas you're really battling, and so I would love the privilege, and it is a privilege as well as a responsibility to pray for you. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.